The developer of a new college bookstore on the SU Hill is in danger of losing its tax break if construction doesn't start within the next month. That story from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
The university and the developer it selected won over Syracuse's City Council and Industrial Development Agency for approval of the deal in August 2012. But since shovels haven't broken ground on the project a year later, the city's development agency this week voted the project in default of its contract. The developer has another 30 days to begin work. Bill Ryan, the agency's chairman, says this isn't a shot across the bow.
This is not something that just came out of nowhere. We've had conversations, particularly with the university, to say, get your guy going here. And that has not occurred. So, this is not a kick in the pants. This is for real.
Syracuse University would lease the new bookstore and fitness center from a private developer for 30 years. During that time, the developer would pay a reduced tax rate to the city. The deal was controversial and took years to win over lawmakers. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.